Well, Jonathan, thank you very much indeed for that extremely complimentary introduction. And I'd like to, of course, to thank the hosts for this evening, the Royal College, and in particular, Ken Bowler and Tilo Kunaf for their invitation to come and speak to you this evening. It's a great pleasure for me to be back in Edinburgh. I have many fond memories of being in this city. And to talk to you specifically this evening about recent advances in the cause and treatment of Parkinson's disease. And indeed, the talk will be in two parts. I am going to focus on the cause, but I'm going to focus particularly on recent advances in the cause, because many of you will be familiar with some of the traditional thoughts about what causes Parkinson's disease. And I'm not going to cover those in detail, but focus on what is happening now and what is exciting now. In the second part of the talk, I'm going to focus on treatment. And I will mention briefly the current treatments available, but I'm not going to talk about those in detail because I think you'll be quite familiar with those. Instead, what I'm going to focus on again are the recent advances and the prospects for new treatment in Parkinson's disease. But in doing that, I'm going to focus particularly on medical treatments. I'm not going to talk about surgical or cell therapies. And what you will see, hopefully by the end of the talk, is that there is an inextricable link between the first and second parts. As was just said, in order to develop treatments for a disease, and in particular, to develop treatments that will cure a disease, we need to understand more about what causes it and the processes that lead to the development of that disease. And it is only through that that we will really be able to target specific areas to develop effective new drugs. So let me begin perhaps with a little background to Parkinson's disease. Again, this is brief because you'll be familiar with much of this. When we talk about the causes of Parkinson's disease, undoubtedly the most important association with Parkinson's disease is age. Although we all from time to time see very young onset cases of Parkinson's disease, occasionally in the teenage years, the vast majority of patients with Parkinson's disease develop this from age 60 onwards. And as people get older, so the risk for Parkinson's disease increases, as this graph shows you. So whatever cause we think might be effective in producing Parkinson's disease, we have to factor in how does that interact with the aging process. Now, the other aspect of Parkinson's disease is to understand what goes on inside the brain and what produces the major clinical features of the disease, at least in the early stages. And you see here that the loss of the dopamine-containing cells of the brain in a part called the substantia nigra. These are lost progressively, probably starting at a time some years before the onset of the first symptoms, but proceed during the time at which diagnosis is made, and perhaps even at a relatively fast pace during the early period of treatment of Parkinson's disease. During this period, of course, other parts of the brain become affected, and other neurotransmitters or brain chemicals other than dopamine become involved in the process of Parkinson's disease. Now, what this slide also shows you is the pathology of Parkinson's disease that is derived from this loss of dopamine cells in this part of the brain. And Siddharthan has already referred to the protein alpha-synuclein. Alpha-synuclein is a normal brain protein. In fact, it's very common in the human brain. And it's present in all sorts of animals as well. So it's a very common biological protein. But in Parkinson's disease, the characteristic pathological hallmark of Parkinson's disease is the accumulation of this protein, alpha-synuclein, in what for over 100 years have been known as Lewy bodies. Now, this has always been a puzzle in Parkinson's disease, and even a matter of some debate about whether this collection of alpha-synuclein is a protective attempt by the nerve cell, a tombstone, or in fact is a toxic process. And this area, of course, has been a matter of some intense research over the recent past, and I'm going to pick up on some of the very exciting aspects of this over the next few minutes. So that is the pathology of Parkinson's disease, and of course we need to understand how it progresses. I've mentioned that the nerve cells may dysfunction many years before the very first symptoms of the disease. But we know that the disease progresses with time, and that progression is determined by the evolution of the pathological process. So we need to understand how the disease progresses. And a relatively recent important contribution to this understanding came from a German pathologist called Braak. And he suggested that the distribution of alpha-synuclein bodies, the Lewy bodies, in the brain began before the first symptoms developed and began in a part of the brain called the lower brain stem. As the disease progressed, the presence of these Lewy bodies became noticeable further up the brain stem, including the substantia nigra, where the dopamine cells are. And then as the disease progressed further, these Lewy bodies spread throughout most of the rest of the brain. Now, this concept of spreading pathology over time was quite novel and is appreciated as being important at the time, but its real implications, I think, have only recently been understood. And I'm going to come back to that shortly. But let me now turn from the background to the understanding and the etiology of the cause of Parkinson's disease.